Blog Talk Radio.
And good day. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Bill Patty, your voice professor, broadcasting live on this 18th of March, 2015. Nice to be back with you on the air, and we're so happy again to bring you great communication tips and more information about voice speech skills. That's what we do from time to time here on Blog Talk. And, of course, we have been doing it more than just time to time through the years, probably what, about 2-3 years now we've been doing this. This is episode number 112. So all of these episodes are in our archives here on Blog Talk under Bill Patty or Voice Professor. If you'd like to listen to any of them, there's a particular topic that you find interesting and that might be helpful to you. Check it out online. Now, today we got a really good topic because I decided to work with a gentleman who has not been around in a long time, but despite the fact that he has been dead for literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, he still resonates with a comment he made a long ago with our current situation in the world. And I guess as long as man and women are around, this topic that he touched on long ago will continue to resonate with all of us. Now, the gentleman I'm talking about today, and I always pick somebody famous to come up with a, some interesting statement that he might have made or she might have made long ago or recently, someone who famous or infamous. And today, we delve back into the ancient world of philosophy with Plato. Wow. Going way back into the archives for this moldy oldie. And I do mean emphasis on moldy because this guy has been dead for a long time. But what he said long ago still resonates with all of us. And that's why we're going to be saluting him today, talking a little bit about his life, his career, and his emphasis still today on all of us in the world of philosophy. And Plato, of course, just to give you a little bit of background about Plato, because, you know, this guy did a lot, and he lived a long time. Now, this is the amazing thing about Plato, and not to mention the fact he was a great philosopher in classical Greece, a great mathematician, a great essential figure in the development of philosophy, especially the Western tradition, and he founded the Academy in Athens, the first institution of higher learning in the Western world. Along with Socrates, Plato, and his most famous student, fill in the blank now, Aristotle, Plato laid the foundations of Western philosophy and science and really is still a legend. And the amazing part is, born in Athens, Greece, in, they believe, somewhere in the area, they're not quite sure exactly, 428 B.C., we'll take that, and died in 348 B.C. Now, that would make him 80 years old. Can you imagine living to be 80 in those days? How old that was, when probably the average age was, I don't know, in the 30s maybe, something like that. He, of course, did so much in his lifetime, and it was a long life, that still has an impact on us today. And I decided to go way back in time to Plato and come up with something this gentleman said that maybe would bring you a thought today about the fact that there are so many of us in the world, and I say us because I consider myself to be one of these kinds of people, and I'm talking about shy, introverted people. Now, when you listen to me, you don't think that Bill Patty is shy. You think this guy, the life of the party, not true. Would rather not be at the party, would rather be in the corner of the party, not talking to anyone. That's a shy, introverted person. So conversation has been an art form that I have been working my whole lifetime to perfect simply because I'd really not have it. I'd rather not have a conversation with you. It's nothing personal, just the way I am. Like Plato, I'm a deep thinker. And I don't say I come up with the deep thoughts he did, but I do think deep thoughts, and I prefer to be thinking deep thoughts. And that's what introverts do. That's their just their style and the way they're born. And it doesn't mean they're not intelligent people, because we are intelligent. I'm intelligent. But people tend to put you in niches and decide that if you are a quiet one like I am, and I still today get put into those niches because people see I'm not boisterous and yelling and screaming and laughing and having a grand old time. The fact of the matter is I may just be by myself in the corner, and they automatically assume I'm not too brilliant. Not true. A lot of things going on in my brain. Maybe nothing going on in your brain, even though you're talking your head off. So today we get our revenge from Plato's thought of the day. And our quote of the day today from Plato says, wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools, because they have to say something. You know, I like this guy Plato. He is okay in my book. I would like to have a non-conversation with Plato. All right, again, Plato said once, wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools, because they have to say something. That's our topic for today. And it is, you don't know what to say? You don't know what to talk about? Maybe you're an introvert. Maybe you're shy. Here's why you don't know what to say and you don't want to talk. So that's our topic for today. This is really interesting. Now, even if you're an extrovert, this is something you want to think about and relate to, because there are going to be 50% of the people in the room who are not extroverts. And despite the fact that you're yamming on about your grandchildren and your children and your lovely life and your fabulous career and you're just the most wonderful person in the world, you think there are those of us who could care less. Don't ask me nice weather we're having. I don't care. I'd rather not discuss it. Okay? But maybe you have heard conversations between two outgoing people and, you know, it just turns you off. It does for me. It's disgusting. I can't take it. They have the most pointless conversations imaginable. Oh, they talk about everything, you know, celebrity gossip, the stupid trash movie they saw last week. That really isn't all that funny. Comments about other boring people they know, or nothing at all. Oh, yeah, they can talk about nothing easily. They just talk on and seem to even enjoy it. Yes, they do enjoy it. They say almost nothing of substance. And everyone else, incredibly enough, appears to love them for it. Now, you're beginning to feel like this is something familiar to you? I hope so. Now, while you can barely keep a relatively interesting conversation going, maybe you listened in on one of these conversations and come to the realization that maybe you don't talk because you have nothing in common with these people. Now, you don't want to be lonely, but ever imagine being part of such a pointless discussion? This is exactly classic introversion. Now, how can you add something interesting to a conversation that's about nothing? This is very similar. If you're a Seinfeld fan, you know about the famous Seinfeld episode that created reality television. When George of Seinfeld fame said to the NBC executive, "We're going to do a show about nothing." He says, "What do you mean we're going to do a show about nothing?" He says, "What'd you do today?" He says, "I got up, I took a shower, I went to work." "That's a show," George says. And the executive from NBC on Seinfeld says, "But why am I watching it?" And George says, "Because it's on TV." And that, now you realize, is exactly what you're getting on television. Basically, pointless garbage that people just sit in front of for some reason because it's there. That's all. And that's the way it is. Now, if you are not able to talk about nothing, you will not be socially successful. It's true. If you can't talk about nothing, you will not be socially successful. And as you'll soon find out, it won't make you less intelligent. Okay? Question, what should I do about, is the wrong one. I really believe people talk about stuff that actually matters. They don't, and for a good reason. Most people have nothing really interesting to say. I'll say that again. Most people have nothing really interesting to say. This is not a newsflash. I know you understand this. They just don't know enough to be able to talk with fascinating subjects all the time. That's why they're always pulling out their smartphones to show the picture of their 14 grandchildren. Maybe I'm a pessimist in this way, but most people aren't even that intelligent. They really aren't, particularly the ones that are pulling out their smartphones and showing you their 14 grandchildren and their 14 dogs. But that doesn't stop them from having friends or girlfriends or boyfriends or a social life. It actually helps. Talking about nothing helps people have a better social life for one not-so-obvious reason. Most people spend a lot of time talking throughout the day with many different people about their new cat, their vacation, their creepy neighbor. How many of those conversations do you think they remember? People don't remember most conversations they have. Think about that. All those conversations you had at work today, all that hot air you wasted, all that energy you expended, and those people are not going to remember that information. You know, a lot of people make a small conversation, they think about it a lot, and they obsess about that small conversation they had with somebody for days, thinking about what they said, what they could have said, what they did right and wrong, and what they're going to say to the person the next time they see them. Now tell me, how much has the other person thought of that conversation? They've probably forgotten about it entirely because they had plenty of other conversations and pressing issues and events that happened to them. In the end, one little conversation means nothing in the grand scheme of things. At least it shouldn't. That's why no matter what you say to someone in the average conversation, they will almost 100% certainly forget it within a few days. Because of this, you don't have to say something particularly interesting. You just need to say something. Anything. People don't remember what you said, but they do remember that you had something to say. In the end, you can talk about interesting stuff or nothing. And nothing is much easier. That's why people talk about the weather so much. Or, how are you? If you say, how are you to somebody and they really tell you how they feel, you know, that's not much of a conversation because you don't want to hear about their aches and pains. Or you do what I do, which is, hey, I'm fine, thanks, how are you? So why should I want to talk about nothing anyway? Now, that's a good question. Maybe you feel like you just don't want to waste time talking about nothing. You'd rather spend your energy finding people who you can have interesting conversations with, learning about your favorite hobby, enjoying your favorite video game, or changing the world. That's all great things to do, and you should definitely do what you want to do. But you should also find time to make small talk with people and, yes, I'll say it, socialize. This gives you much different feelings than other activities ever could. It brings a balance to your life, makes you feel connected to other humans, and most importantly, it's what we were meant to do naturally. You're supposed to be able to make conversation naturally, talk about anything, except your shyness, your introversion perhaps, gets in the way. Fortunately, there are several techniques you can use to make words flow out of your mouth like water in a stream. Many have helped me overcome my own shyness immensely. So how do I talk about nothing? Did you ever see someone you'd like to say hello to and then proceed to play out exactly how you're going to say it and the funny remark you're going to say? Don't do that. First of all, it's too much effort to think through everything you're going to say. It's like having a filter between a brain and your mouth, only letting through the few remarks that pass your high standards. You have to stop thinking about what you're going to say before you say it. Don't think when you're talking. Don't decide what you're going to say. Keep your mind completely blank and just let whatever wants to come out, come out. Essentially, what you're doing is making talk subconscious. You stop relying on your brain and start relying on your instincts and gut feeling. You're no longer going to have activity thinking about or worrying about what you're going to say next. This does take some getting used to. But soon you'll find small talk a breeze and really, actually fun. What to do when talking? Now, when you're talking, you have to be in the moment. Shy people are usually off in their own little head, I would know about that, thinking about something they just said, how funny or horrible it was. Oh, I do this all day. Or they're worrying about what they're going to have to say next, how to sound more natural and not make things awkward. This is the worst thing you could possibly do if you want to have a natural conversation. It's because of this that you sometimes run out of things to say. It isn't like you have nothing to say. You have a whole lifetime of experiences and knowledge. The real problem is not what to say, but being so focused on what to say next that you think it has to be funny, interesting, witty. The truth is, people don't remember most conversations. So it's useless having something great to say every time it's your turn to talk. Instead, you have to practice speaking without thinking. That lets you relax, enjoy conversations, being able to say whatever feels right. To be able to do this, you can't be thinking 10 seconds into the future or 10 seconds into the past. You have to be in the moment. Now, you're asking yourself, what if I say something stupid? Right? Everybody thinks of that. If you don't run through whatever you're going to say in your head, how do you know what you're actually going to say? You don't. You just have to trust that over many years of conversation and hearing other people talk, you have enough knowledge to be able to come up with what to say automatically. And that takes a leap of faith at the beginning. Now, you've been thinking about what to say for so long that just talking without a filter will seem unnatural at first. Trust me, it's much easier. It's how most people talk, without a filter, if you can believe that. So, I'm too smart for this. I can't take my time to do this. Maybe you still think regular people are too different from the way you are. You couldn't be more wrong. There are plenty of very smart and sociable people out there. You being smart and shy has nothing to do with you being a genius. You've just gotten into the habit of not talking, and you can break habits. Now, here's what I do when I meet new people. Have you ever seen someone you'd like to meet? Maybe it was an attractive girl or guy that you really liked, or someone at your work. If you're like I used to be, you think about what you could say when you approach them. You think of what would make them think you were funny, interesting. Usually you spend all your time thinking and make yourself so nervous that you end up never approaching them. Does that sound like you? Recently, I modified the tips I shared above to all these situations. Now, I can approach and meet just about anybody and strike up a conversation, even a stranger off the street. This is what I do now. When I see someone I want to meet, I give myself 3 seconds to walk over to them. I don't hesitate, and I don't think for even a second. I keep my mind completely blank and trust that I'm going to have something to say. Sometimes it's very simple, like, hi, I'm Bill. And you wouldn't believe some of the other things I've come up with on the spot. You get quite quick with your mind, you know, if you let your mind wander a bit and become creative. This is an important thing to think about as well. Who are the funny people in the world? They're creative people. They allow their mind to wander, to come up with funny things, and to come up with them quickly so they sound very humorous and witty. The best part is, you wouldn't believe how fun this is. After a couple of times getting rejected, you start getting confident. The secret is not to think. I know that's tough to understand, but it's true. You don't know what you're going to say, and that's okay. So let's summarize everything, a list of main points that I've covered today on why, if you don't know what to say or talk about, here's why. It doesn't matter what you talk about because people forget most conversations. I know you don't believe that, but think about it. Think about a conversation you had yesterday with somebody. If you can remember who that was, and today you probably might be able to pull up a point or two they mentioned, but completely, you'll forget about it in a few days. Next point. It's a lot easier to let yourself talk naturally without filtering what you're going to say next. No filtering. Next point. You have to be in the moment, not thinking about what happened 10 seconds ago or what you should say 10 seconds in the future. Be in the moment. Next tip. You have to build the habit of relying on your subconscious mind or instincts to come up with the right thing to say automatically. Most people have no idea what's going to come out of their mouth, even as they're talking. That is the level you want to be in and be at. So next time you're in a conversation, what are you going to do? Don't think. I know that's tough for me to say that and for you to understand that, but that's true. Don't think. You want to get this down so well that you don't even have to think about not thinking. It just comes naturally, and tomorrow, don't worry. Everybody is going to forget every last thing you said. Now, I know that's probably the most foreign thing you've ever heard, but Plato hit it right on the money. Most people don't have anything to say anyway. The extroverts who want to talk to you because they love to talk and hear their voice, and the introverts don't want to talk. They're too busy thinking. You have to find a middle ground. And once you find that middle ground, then you have found success when it comes to communication. And that's what we do here. When we get on Blog Talk Radio, we talk about communication and how it can have an impact on your life, a positive impact, and being able to socialize, being able to talk to people, being able to get out of that smartphone in your puss, being able to make that comment to a person that's a little humorous or interesting or funny, can change your life. It can change your career. It can change who you end up in a relationship with or who you marry even. Yeah. So think about that. You know, making that little extra effort sometimes can pay off down the road in many, many ways that you never, ever, ever thought would happen. So again, let's summarize. If we don't know what to talk about, we don't know what to say to people, we're going to do what we're going to say. Most people forget conversations. Who cares? We're going to say, talk naturally, no filtering. Be in the moment. Rely on your subconscious mind or instincts to come up with the right thing to say automatically. And remember that most people have no idea what's going to come out of their mouth, even as they're talking, and you want to be that person. All right. That is a great lesson. Now, I know that doesn't apply to everybody listening today because we have many extroverts in the world, and that's just the way it is. But some of the most famous people, and look it up online. It's all over. You know, you can Google introverts or shy people, and you will find a whole garden variety list of folks who are CEOs, famous and infamous people who were and are introverts, shy people who prefer not to have a conversation with anyone in public. How did they succeed? How did they get around that? How did they solve that particular problem for themselves? Well, there's probably as many stories as there are people, but I think today we gave you the essence of how you can take a try at this to be a better socializer, a better person, a better communicator. And that's what this show is about. Not just improving your voice speech skills, that's important, but your ability to socialize. And today, as we continue along in our technological adventure and journey, we are finding things are changing rapidly. So rapidly. When I look at a movie now that's maybe 6 or 7 years old, I'm looking at technology and smartphones and cell phones, for example, and social media that's mentioned in the movie, computers, computer screens, computer keyboards. The things I see from, let's say, 2007 look ancient, and it was only 7, 8 years ago. And yet, state of the art at the time, now ready for the garbage scrap heap. That's the way our society works today. That's the way things are changing at such a fast pace. So where will we be in 5, 10, 20, 25 years? Wow, who can imagine kind of socializing we'll be doing or not doing at that point? Now, I bring this up because I have one more little thing I wanted to add today. I live down in Florida, and, you know, we call it Florida, and particularly lately. And we had a woman in Lakeland, Florida, if you know where that is, in the middle of the state, who got herself into a bit of a problem with this technology I just mentioned. And this is the kind of thing that's scary, that actually begins to make me begin to wonder if we're headed in the wrong path here as far as these smartphones and the social media and all that. Let me explain what happened to her. This was in a local newspaper here in Orlando on March 11th, and it talks about a 22-year-old woman, a 27-year-old woman, 27 years old now, get the picture. She is walking along the road in Lakeland, Florida, and she proceeded to walk in front of a train while texting on her cell phone, Lakeland police said. Yes, let me repeat that. 27-year-old woman walked in front of a train while texting on her cell phone. I won't mention her name. She appeared to be texting as she walked around the crossing gates. She walked around the crossing gates and into the path of a passing freight train in Lakeland. The quote is, "She wasn't paying attention, you think? When she was hit by the train, and she did not hear the train horn, she did not see the crossing arms down when she crossed. She was clipped," this is a lucky lady, "she was clipped by the train and tossed into the air. She suffered a compound fracture in her right arm, and her right leg was also injured. She was taken to the hospital, and the train spokesman said they had two locomotives, was carrying consumer goods from Winter Haven to Jacksonville. Two Amtrak trains were delayed during the investigation." Wow, is that a lucky lady? But the point is, where are we headed with this technology? Will we all be walking around in a stupor eventually and be unable or unwilling to actually do anything about an emergency that comes up while we're walking around with our ears covered and music blasting into them and our eyes intently scanning some smartphone with some text message that has no meaning at all, and then lose our life because we are getting run over by something or other? This is where the future is headed. And folks, this is not a good future for us. Can you imagine the level of communication this lady has? She has no communication at all. She's totally immersed in this world, this fantasy world, on her smartphone. She thinks she's communicating with everybody, but she's not. She hasn't spoken to anybody in years. She hasn't got time. She's got her ears covered. She's got her eyes covered. And she's just in her smartphone with her head down. There was another lady walked into one of the Great Lakes there in Chicago. She walked right off a pier. So be careful where you're walking with those smartphones. It's dangerous out there. And, you know, put it down for a little bit. Talk to somebody. Be sociable. Have something to say and say it well. And maybe you'll find that the world will talk back to you. And they might even have something, some opportunity for you that you weren't aware you were going to get a chance at. Okay. We've got about a minute left here in the show, and I just want to tell you again about yourvoiceprofessor.com, yourvoiceprofessor.com. Check out my website. Great information on personal individual classes on Skype that I do with the people all over the United States and the world to improve your voice speech skills, your conversation, your ability to speak better for your career, for your life, for your family, for your confidence. Also, individual classes and corporate classes for business people who want to improve their employees' ability to speak well on the phone. And, of course, my CD, Presenting Your New Voice, Voice Speech Communication Skills for the 21st Century, on sale online, yourvoiceprofessor.com, $60, and includes shipping and handling in the good old USA, right to your door. That's our show for this time around. We'll see you again on Blog Talk Radio. Bill Patty here. Bye-bye. Take care.